Jaden Reed finished top 30 in back-to-back seasons, then a broken collarbone wrecked his 2025. Now, two of Green Bay's receivers are gone and the room's clearing, but he's coming off injury into a still crowded committee. He's the 42nd receiver off the board, the Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season barely happened. 5 games, 19 catches, 207 yards, a collarbone injury that landed him on injured reserve. 9-2 a game in a tiny disrupted sample, the signature a week one touchdown against Detroit was about all the healthy football he played. There's almost nothing to read into the year except that he got hurt. The arc is the real reference. 13-6 a game as a rookie, 11-6 in year two, 2 straight productive seasons as Green Bay's slot weapon and big play threat before the injury. That's the player, not the 5-game blip. What the data says, ignore 2025 sample. The relevant facts are 2 top 30 finishes and a defined role. His touchdown rate is low, a positive regression note, and his slot usage is the sticky kind. The question is purely health and target competition. Muffed! The situation per the reports cuts both ways. Romeo Dubs and Dontavian Wicks are gone, which clears targets. And a healthy Reed is projected back as a leader of the receiving core, but he shares with Christian Watson and 2025 first-rounder Matthew Golden, and he's coming off a broken collarbone, less crowded than before, still not his alone. The price, pick 94.5, the 42nd receiver. Verdict, watch list, 2 top 30 seasons and a thinning room argue he's underpriced, but the broken collarbone recovery and a genuine 3-way committee keep it from a confident buy. The counter for him, healthy, he's a proven top 30 slot at a WR42 price with vacated targets ahead of him. Against, he's never commanded a featured role and he's coming off a real injury. The talent says value, the uncertainty says watch. September watch, his health first. Then the target share with Dobbs and Wicks gone, split against Watson and Golden. Your guys every week, next previews queued.